Day one. The blue crab has sex with a telephone while an angry window spits screaming eggs into its pathetic felt hat. A cigarette is shot by accident. The iron deep within a star's center waits for your caress, weeping pure beer. This is a megaphone. Flames purchase an ironic dinner ape as black marimbas crack Nick Cancer along the smooth legs of an illusion, drumbeat heart. Yemen, where the streets fall split, screaming up an iron beach of alleys, where old men sweep poets' faces down a burning grate. Arrived south enough to be uncomfortable, the crab hot stink clawing our faces as a doorman lets us into the fat pink foyer. Chilled air brought out an invitation, embossed, oval, inscripted. Allow the beaver to an elevator button and press it. We rose to a pause before the polished bronze slid back the floor, bouncing with herds of miniature zebras and a saturated voice. What riot? It was a tiny man riding a gold jockey cap, stuffed with the skin in white hair. The toe is coated with cherry lacquer. Met him that way. Idiot played a piano with a pool cue. Just pressed it down on all the keys at once and screamed until someone threw a brick wrapped in tinfoil at his spine. Horace would just laugh and say, "Oh God," falling backward into a small pile of skin. What chirps that chop? I bop the sheen bop like snout chops from Mars in little cars that egg men on to beat their waves. Blue cops and patrol boat painters, cigar brand designers, midgets smoking pastels in boxes escort jars of blood. Buy a dog and shoot it in the head with a spear gun you stole in Miami. Albert labors at the wellspring of certainty. The personae join hands, dance of death, or paper cutouts. Full of paper flowers and confetti, they make them in order to feed their television families.